We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. Jonathan, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm tired a little, but I'm all right. I'm all right.
I ordered a heater because it's getting so cold now.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Huh. I went to the premiere, late night premiere yesterday. Oh. So that's why I'm a little bit beat.
Okay.
One of the movies, for the one of the movies we're talking about today. So let's, what do we have for today?
Well, you want to talk about the movies first, or do you want to talk about...
the news, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this will be the last film festival for this year.
Right.
I mean, usually
they don't usually have film festivals in December.
Right.
So
we are talking about Seoul
Independent Film Festival.
Right. Have you been?
No, you keep asking
right,
me.
Right. You don't work at this area. But still,
Well, I'm getting more interested in independent film.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's exciting.
You make me watch all these independent films now, so I'm beginning to like them.
Right. And there's a lot of talents to be discovered.
Right.
You know?
Not only that, because of the pandemic, a lot of small films opened in the theater instead of big films. So
right.
I think it was a good opportunity for independent films to be on the theater in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I think this film festival also reflects kind of that kind of phenomena because... Mm-hmm. I hear they have the most film submitted.
Right. They had like
1,432 short
submissions, and they're playing 120 feature films.
118,
this year. 118. Right.
So altogether 1,550 films. That's a lot.
That is a lot, and part of the reason is that because all film students are supposed to submit their films. Whether it's a short or a feature.
However, it's good thing is, you know, everybody still made movies during the pandemic.
Yes, yeah. Because you had, you know, I'm a teacher. Because they have to do it no matter what for their grades.
Right.
So they don't have any option. But I'm excited. I'm a big fan of Koneo. Mm. And he's been hosting this film festival for 20-something years now?
Right.
It's a long time.
And another thing you might like is the ratio of the female directors.
Right. It's over 50%, right?
Over 50%.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that's happening. But, you know, another side of it is that it doesn't really reflect what's going on in commercial cinema. That's not the case in commercial cinema.
Even when they started this with Corona thing... Mm-hmm. Still, box office seems like not going up.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, I mean, you can watch, if you're interested in, you can watch their opening ceremony through YouTube, I think.
It's an online ceremony?
Yeah. And they're opening today, and I think it's gonna start from 7 p.m. And I think they also have a closing ceremony, which will take place on the 3rd of December. So let's check it out.
On the side note, in Taiwan, they have a Golden Horse Film Festival going
today?
On right now.
Oh, I see. You've been there, right?
I've been a few times. Well, seven years, and at this time, this is the first time I missed it.
Oh, is it 금마장 영화제?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And that's the most famous Chinese language film festival.
Oh, I see.
And they have a project market where sometimes they actually pick Korean films, Korean projects. Mm. And I had been selected twice before, and I won an award 3 years ago.
We won.
No, 4 years ago. It was called A Woman in the Diary. I think you like that script.
What's the name of... So that's Korean project?
Korean project. And
is it 엄마의 공책?
No. It was never made yet.
Ah, I see.
And also 3 years ago, I was on the jury for the project market because all the Chinese were boycotting Taiwan, so they had to get somebody overseas.
I got it. Some of the directors I know, they told me how grand the film festival is. 금마장 영화제.
It's great, actually. Yeah. They do a good job.
And then they give out all good stuff
for people who are invited. So last year or this year, we couldn't go, so they sent that bag.
Oh, really? Goodie bag?
Yeah.
All the way to Korea by mail?
Yeah, by mail.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And then, you know, they have incredible things. And of course, you know, they have like cosmetics. Uh-huh. But sometimes they have wine with the Gordon Horse mark on it.
Oh, my God. This is so lovely.
Every year they send tumblers and they
I'm this easy person.
Yeah.
To please, you know? But so what do I have to do to get in?
Well, I'll take you next time, maybe. So, you know, of all the film festivals I've been to, they have the best goodie bag.
Oh, this one. Kumajang, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because
I'm
when
excited
I come back from it, I can actually give maybe 6 or 7 different people presents.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
You know.
I mean, where does the fun come from? Is it from government?
You know, they don't spend that much money. You know,
I see.
And a lot of it is...
You're talking about this grand goodie bag.
Yeah, but that it's all expensive. Sponsorship. They don't buy it.
Oh, I see. I got it. Okay, next time. Next year, maybe.
Right.
That will be my another goal.
Download the Arirang Radio app on your device for free.
It's Arirang. A-R-I-R-A-N-G Radio.
I'm excited. We have 2 Korean movies.
Yes.
We used to be like one and one, or you know, nothing at all before.
Right. Not no noticeable foreign films open. So.
Right. I mean, there's some. I mean, small little film.
Yeah, but
mid-sized,
like I said, Hollywood no noticeable
movies. And so we'll start with this romantic comedy film directed by Jung Ga-young.
Romance Without Love.
Yeah. The official English title is Nothing Serious. What do you think about this title? Do you think it's fit?
Actually, I was talking to some people last night during dinner, and all the people that smoke, mm-hmm. I mean, spoke English, and they had fun with this word, romance without love.
What?
And they were saying love without romance and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's an interesting concept,
they thought it was pretty funny.
And it's possible when you think about it. You can have romance without yone, like actually dating.
Right.
So actually, this director, Jung Ga-young, is known for her independent films. They're pretty sensational when they came out. She's focusing on this sort of sex comedy. That's sort of her specialty.
I think she debuted with a 6-minute short film.
Mm-hmm.
I think the film festival was called the International Smartphone Film Festival. So she actually shot it with a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and it was only 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it
what
was
is
called
it called?
Future of Tongue.
Oh, I saw it. 혀의 미래. Yeah, right. I saw it. Isn't it brilliant?
Yes, it was.
And everyone recognized her with this small film.
Right.
And then she made this feature film called 밤치기.
Hit the Night in 2017.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then that film is about a woman, actually she plays herself, trying to get a man to get a one-night stand,
right.
And then it's never successful in the movie.
She's in most of her films. So actually, funny enough, last week we had a movie
mm-hmm.
With the actress directing it.
Yeah, 조은지, right.
Yeah, and she's kind of an actress.
Right. Yes,
director,
she featured, she starred two of her movies as a leading character. So she's pretty talented.
I think so.
I haven't watched this one, though, but what's your verdict? What's your verdict?
I think, you know, with her talent, I think they could have gone further and made it like a mm-hmm. rated R.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's 15, right? It's
rated
15.
Yeah, so I guess the investors, they didn't want the 18 version.
Right. Because it's going to minimize their audience numbers,
right? So I think they sort of, you know, lowered
the level of sexual orientation.
It would have been much more funny.
But you know what? When you look at the names of these characters, they're pretty provocative. I've been thinking, how am I gonna translate this Korean name to English name? Baguri.
Jikbaguri.
Baguri means like packing, like P-E-C-K-I-N-G.
It's the name of it's the name of a bird. But it sounds very sexual.
Uh-huh. And Ham Ja-young, it's obviously a name of Korean woman,
right.
But actually it means when you say it fast, let's sleep together. Ham Ja-young. right? Why don't we sleep together?
Maybe so I'm, I'm still pretty innocent, I think. Right. I didn't really think of that.
It's pretty witty, but I don't know about story, though. Tell me about the story.
You know, it actually follows a very formulaic romantic comedy, meaning she gets broken up with a boyfriend, boyfriend gets getting married, she gets really angry, so her friends tell her to meet people. So
And the girl is played by Chun Jong-seo.
Chun Jong-seo, who's a star of Burning. And she was recently in Venice Film Festival with a movie called Mona Lisa and the Blood Moon.
Right, that's
And anyways, so she starts meeting boys and it doesn't work out, and then she decides to go into the dating app.
Oh, right.
And then she meets
This
guy who was also actually been broken up with a...
And then this guy is an editor of some kind of magazine,
but
this
is, he's a pretty innocent guy. But this woman, played by Jeon Jong-seo, she's very straight. Like, I think it's a character of the, you know, the director. And she says things like really direct. But the thing is, she doesn't want to get hurt again, so... Although they do a lot of things together, but she doesn't really allow her to love him. So he's trying to hold her hand, and she won't do it, and things like that. And then while they're...
And then they sleep together on the first date, right?
Right.
But then she's so determined to, not falling in love.
Right, exactly, because she was so hurt. They even, you know, go on to... the wedding of her ex-boyfriend's wedding.
Ah, I see.
And they actually steal the guest book. You know, in Korea, you actually give money, and then the people write down the guest book with the how much you
You contributed.
Right, so that they, you know, the couple can look at it later on, so that when they have to go back to their wedding, they give the similar amount.
That's pretty cheap, you know, when you think about it, you know?
I know, but they do that, so... So basically, they steal that so that the wedded couple doesn't know. They can't
how
have...
How much people contributed.
Exactly. So, but you can't really ask how much did you get, right?
That's so funny. I mean, but still, it's... do you think it's not... I don't know.
And then, while they're about to fall in love or talk to each other... And so this woman who actually dumped this... Bakuri guy shows up and says, "I'm sorry," you know, all that. So there's a twist.
I'm really excited about Son Seok-gu as well. He's one of those soldiers in TP.
TP, yes.
He was a bad guy, right?
He was mostly in TV. He actually played some small roles in the movies.
You know what, though? After this one, he's going to be the main character in Bomje Doshi, the sequel.
Right, the sequel, the Outlaws.
That's a pretty big transformation, I think. And we have another Korean film called Sanahi Sunjeong.
Right.
I still don't know why this is Sanahi Sunjeong.
I think the original material was titled that way.
Ah, I see. Right.
In English, the town of balloon flowers.
Right. 도라지꽃의 마을, I think.
In Korea, they eat the roots of the balloon flower. And it's not as good as ginseng, but it's got a pretty good nutrition.
Ah, I see.
Kind of like a, so it's a poor man's ginseng. So this is a very, how do you say, serene movie. And actually after watching, you know, Squid Games and, you know, the Hellbound and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of needed this kind of movie.
I know.
It's because everything happens in the countryside with a very innocent, you know, country people.
From that perspective, I agree. But I don't know. The story is too simple, I think. I would expect to see more, like, I wouldn't say conflicts, but more setups, you know?
You know, this is actually based on this poet named Ryu Gun, who actually puts his poems on Facebook and got very, very popular.
Oh,
and
I see.
And then they decided to make a story tune with an illustrator named Pong, P-U-U-U-N-G. And he's quite famous, so they actually has published a story tune, what they call. And it's based on that. So I haven't seen it yet, but I after seeing the movie, I will actually like to go find that book.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I think the fun of this movie is the little details instead mm-hmm. of the whole story. It's very, like you said, it's, you know, a poet who goes to countryside to sort of getting adjusted to the people there and
right.
innocence.
And then get healed and healed, he comes back to Seoul.
Right.
That's pretty much it. But then he maintains his friendship with all these town people.
Right.
And tell me about this director, Jang Byung-gak.
It's Jang Byung-gak, I know him quite well because you know, he was the head of Jeonju Film Commission for
mm-hmm,
a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can find a nice guy. And mm-hmm. I'm so glad after
20-something years now?
Well, people say 23 years, but he did a movie called Oh My Baby, 내겐 너무 이쁜 당신 in 2003.
That's not as a director, though, is it? I think it's some other title, like 제작 or something, production.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. But his first movie was 17.
Right. Corset. Corset was his first. And then his second movie was 17.
17. Mm-hmm. That was the last movie, mm-hmm. 17 in 1998.
Right.
And actually stars Jax Kiss. You know, it was like...
Right,
there were two
true.
Main huge famous group called G.O.D. This was like H.O.T. After H.O.T.
Mm-hmm.
There were G.O.D. and Jax Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And they made this movie with Jax Kiss. You know, mm-hmm. actually, the producer is the one that we talked about a month ago who just passed away. The old Itaewon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he produced that movie in 1998.
So, you know, I went to a premiere last night and then... All important people in film business came. I was just so surprised. You know, because not many people go to a premiere these days
right.
because of this, you know, situation. But then this premiere itself was a film festival.
Wow.
I was just so surprised.
I think because, you know, the director, it's been a long time since he directed the movie. And mm-hmm. also he's such a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, I don't know if he being a head of Jeonju Film Commission actually helped, but mm-hmm. I mean that's not a big thing, you know. But
right.
But I think the many people there who are in the movie mm-hmm. actually could have helped
mm-hmm.
because, for example, you know, special appearance by Kim Myung-gun.
Right. He come. He shows as he appears
and
as a grandfather.
Bang Myung-hoon, you know, who was
Parasite.
Basement guy. Mm-hmm. Parasite, and Jeon Suk-ho. He's done a lot of independent films. But I think for these two actors, they don't really get the main role.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, they actually got the main role.
Right. As a leading character.
Leading character. So
what did you think about this? I don't know. Like. Combination though, Jeon Suk-ho and Bang Myung-hoon. Jeon Suk-ho is city guy and Bang Myung-hoon is country guy.
It was pretty weird in the beginning, right? It's
why?
Kind of awkward.
Why? Why is
very
that?
Awkward. But it's supposed to be like that, I think. And and then after a while, you kind of get used to it.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, I never really seen him Bang Myung-hoon like this. I mean, he appears as some kind of farmer in Jaekgot, one of the independent films that came out in 2000, early 2000. But
right.
it's been quite a transformation because, you know, he doesn't do that anymore.
And, also, this was shot in Gochang in Jeollabuk-do province.
Mm-hmm.
You like the background, right?
I did. I really did.
Right. And, you know, the director is from that area, I think.
Oh, it's his hometown? No?
Not hometown, but he's from Jeollabuk-do.
Oh, I see.
You know, Bang Myung-hoon, he was born in Chungcheongnam-do, so...
Bang Myung-hoon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. So
that's
why
his
accent is so natural.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, Jeollabuk-do and Chungcheongnam-do,
they're right
next to each other. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that I didn't know. Maybe I should ask him next time. You know, Bang Myung-hoon is coming for our show next Wednesday for K-Movie, so please, guys...
And
come back for
Jacqueline
it.
Has a bunch of questions for him, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna check it out. I think she left it on our message board. Okay.
Mm.
Thank you, Jonathan. I'm gonna sadly have to let you go. I'll see you next time.
Okay, see you next week, Molly.
Take care.
Bye-bye, everyone.
You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.